Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sandspence Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
I'll tell you, I haven't looked at the app in over a week.
Nope. I've forgotten what it is.
I don't know what the letters mean.
It's memory. It's the awkward time between trade period and the draft where not a lot has happened.
Is it a round ball?
No, Sean, don't you dare.
Sorry, boys. That was a disgusting
Actually, while
comment.
We're talking about round ball, can we just touch on the fact that Matildas this week got the deal that went through where they're getting paid the same as the Socceroos?
Hey, fantastic. That's good to hear.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Gil.
Gil.
Wouldn't want to be shown up by the other code, would you? You big suited fuck.
Big suited fuck.
Yeah, I got so mad I slurred. yeah, that's good. It's an angry lisp. I'm getting it checked out.
So the only thing we can really talk about this week is the fixture. The 2020 fixture has been released.
Well, no. Can we talk about Sean? Because I know that you'll hate this. You will be annoyed about this thing. The news outlets go, oh, some of the fixture has leaked. Like the AFL don't just drip feed out bits of the fixture so that they stay relevant for the weeks when nothing's happening, so that, you know, a landmark deal by the Matildas probably doesn't get spoken about as much as it should.
You're right, Tom. I hate it. Just release the fixture. You fucks. They're trying to control the media.
There's rumours going that this Anzac Day is going to be a different time. Oh, maybe the grand final will too.
This is like that year when they had the preseason cup. And because other sports were on at the same time, cricket, tennis, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They decided to have one match. They had like 18 games across 18 days because they just wanted to be in the news every single day about a football game. Coverage. Packs. Oh, I hate them.
You hate them?
Hasn't gone away. You lost the sight of how good footy is, but you're still angry about some things.
Now I'm angry.
Okay, that's all right. Anger is a form of passion, Sean. And don't you ever forget that.
Yeah, all right.
That reminds me though, with the leaked fixture, there was a music festival that used to exist in Australia that doesn't anymore called Soundwave that used to book like 80 bands over one day. And they used to announce the timetable like super early and then wait on fan response to see if they should change it. And that was also fucked. So wait.
What? Like, so be like, we have, anything of a band that people listen to.
So, an example was,
we've got the Hilltop Hoods playing. They might be playing at 7.
So here's an actual example of what happened.
No, I want like my theoretical ones.
So Jimmy Eat World and Paramore were on the lineup.
Great.
And both bands were playing at the same time. And the people were like, is this good? And everyone was like, no. And he was like, okay. And then fixed it. But then obviously with fixing the timetable, then has to be clashes anyway. So it's just like you just spend like 6 weeks trying to fix things to make everyone happy. And guess what? Never going to happen.
What a dumb system.
Can't make everyone happy, guys.
Which is why they should just release the fixture and don't worry about it.
Because the fixture doesn't make everybody happy.
No, it's made...
I'm not happy.
Me neither.
I mean...
Tom's stoked. What a surprise.
Why are you happy?
Got 9 home games in Geelong.
Big deal.
Which is more than we've ever had.
Yeah, congratulations.
Essendon.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Essendon crawled wounded into finals. Got the fourth hardest fixture in the league. So that's a bit rough.
To be fair, like the way they rate those is like Gold Coast is apparently have the hardest, but that's because Gold Coast sucks. So every game
is hard.
Is hard for them.
They wouldn't be favourite in any game. No. Probably.
So that's why it's a little bit misleading, I think, when you go Essendon have the hardest draw. I think it's just that you guys are playing teams that are just better than you.
No, I don't think that logic applies to Essendon, though.
You don't think?
No. So
well, they made the final. Well, Gold Coast understand because you look at every game on paper and be like, I might not win that.
So an example is Hawthorn have the hardest first six rounds, and the reason of that is because they're playing the top four in the first 6 weeks.
That's fucked.
I will say that I think Geelong's 6 weeks are fairly, first 5 or 6 weeks are pretty hard. So we're gonna, round two, we get the Suns.
Yeah, 1-6, you've got the softest draw.
1-6, we've got the Giants away, West Coast away, Hawthorn at the G. We travel to Perth twice in a month.
Where did Brisbane rank in the 6 weeks?
According to this, Brisbane, fifth toughest in the first 6 weeks.
Mm. Hmm. Fair enough.
Really, I mean, you finished second in the home and away ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, West Coast apparently have the hardest overall draw.
Well, of course, they always do because they have to travel so much.
Yeah.
And they finished reasonably well.
West Coast, Hawthorn, Gold Coast, Essendon, GWS, Carlton. On the other end, the three teams with the softest draws. Melbourne.
Yep.
Ugh.
Sydney.
Ugh.
Fremantle.
Ugh. I mean, Freo deserved all the help they can fucking get.
Well, Melbourne, they're probably just hoping don't shit the bed as bad as they did this year.
Well, yeah, they've lost a lot of prime time, Melbourne, too.
And good. Adelaide, the week, the team above that, ranked 15th hardest.
Who's the next sort of finals team from the bottom?
Brisbane is the closest to the bottom. 13th.
As in terms of easy.
So 13th hardest.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And where would you like? 10th? 9th?
9th.
Say? Yeah.
The Damien Barrett of the world said Brisbane had a really easy draw this season, so I thought the AFL might overreact and go hard,
but no,
seems to be reasonable.
Although I think I don't know, this article was written by Riley Beveridge, but there's a photo of Barrett on it, so I thought maybe he's got his greasy mitts all over it.
To be fair though, that would, like, this isn't like you're saying your draw's weighted anyway, but you do get the Gold Coast twice. Because of Q Clash. And that's just because of the way it works. So that helps because there's two wins.
The same way that Geelong did for several years when Gary Ablett played there.
Correct.
Yeah.
We've only got them once.
Yeah.
But we get West Coast twice because, you know, that's good. What I'm disappointed about is we don't get Adelaide twice. We only get Adelaide once. It's like we got Jenkins and we still have Dangerfield. Give us Adelaide twice.
We still get Hawthorn twice.
So do we. We get them twice every fucking year.
Even though Hodge is gone now.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Fags. Oh, no, you got Birchall. It's Fagan.
Yeah, it's folks.
It's the master and the apprentice factor.
Yeah. And one of them's older.
Isn't
the
that weird?
Is older.
Isn't that it weird that Fagan is seen as being like the understudy for Clarko and it's he's great. What, 20 years older than him? Easy. How old is Fagan? 106? He's
probably early to mid 60s.
Well, how old's Clarko?
He'd be late 40s, I reckon. Mid to late 40s?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Sean, do you know we play each other in round 23 at the Gabba?
Yeah, mate, we're going, aren't we?
Fuck.
Are we flying up? How good's footy?
Hey, Sean.
Where's Vegas?
You know we're going to go to the footy twice.
Oh, mate, we're going too.
Woo!
Well, we play you twice, don't we?
We play once in Geelong and once in at the Gabba.
We're going to both?
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to a women's game together.
Yeah.
We're going to go to both men's games together.
Yep.
Can't wait to go to the grand final together.
Oh!
Big. We went to the grand final together the last 2 years.
But yeah, with a head shave on the line this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bring the clippers in my pocket.
Do you know what? I was thinking,
won't get through security.
So
Sean,
funny.
Sean.
Yeah.
Give them to me earlier in the week. I'll stash them in my office.
I'll shave your head leaning over the fence at the G.
Yeah. We've had several.
Sprinkle that hair on the hallowed turf.
We've had several beers. Do you know, in this scenario, you're shaving my head after you just lost a grand final to Geelong.
So I'm crying.
Yeah, crying. And I'm just like, it's okay, Sean. It's all right. It's so okay.
Your head's extra shiny from my tears.
It'll gleam.
That's so funny because if two of our teams make the grand final, that means that at the end of the game, someone knows their head is no longer going to have hair on it.
I was thinking the other day that I need to get a haircut soon, but fuck it, I might just grow it out until just grow my hair for almost a year.
Be like the fan that has dreadlocks and is put them on the line.
Who did he put them on the line for?
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
God, he's in trouble.
He's in so much. 13th easiest draw.
Kind of trouble.
Fuck.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to be traveling probably to the Gabatoir more often than not because we've been shafted in the Melbourne games department. Brisbane have 4 games in Melbourne.
Does that include in Geelong as well?
We don't count Geelong, mate.
No, but in terms of, because you can get to that one.
Yes, that including the Geelong one, that'd be 5.
Oh. So round 1, go to MCG.
I just want to remind you guys, when Fitzroy merged with the Brisbane Bears, one of the stipulations were that there would be 6 games in Melbourne every season. And the AFL have dogged Brisbane for many years. Normally they give us 5 games in Melbourne and a 6th one is the Geelong game.
Okay.
Last year they did, I think, 5 in Melbourne and the 6th one was Ballarat.
Okay. Getting further and further out.
Yeah, and now it's 4 games in Melbourne, 1 in Geelong. Like 4 in Melbourne's really bad. Like
4 in Melbourne, 1 in Geelong, and presumably 1 in Sydney.
No, they count the one in, we play in Tassie.
They count that as a Melbourne game.
Well, that's the one that the AFL and the Greg Swan, probably Brisbane, sort of brought that up as, well, we know it's not ideal, but you can, you know, it's not too difficult to travel to Geelong or to Tassie. Hobart.
To treat Hobart and Geelong in the same level of ease of travel.
Yeah. One you need a boat to get to.
Geelong's hard to get to.
And the other one you need.
A lot of fans are really pissed off because the club didn't really come out and say that they were disappointed in the AFL either.
No.
They were juiced up. This is what Gil did. He was like, have some primetime games. Have some Thursday and Friday night.
How many gabbers?
So Greg Swan came out and said, we're really pumped to be back on the spotlight.
How many Gabba
two
games
Thursdays.
Do you have?
Oh, Gabba, I can't remember. But 2 Thursday night games, prime time, and 2 Friday night.
You play 4 games in Melbourne, and 2 of them happen by round 5.
See, that's really shit. And
see, round 1,
boys, and membership price
skyrocketed.
Nah, it's basically what it was last year. So they haven't
won less game.
They haven't done a discount for the game missed. Essentially,
round 1,
not good.
Round 5.
Well, that's Brisbane's fault. That one. Which although one? I reckon I
then you've got round 7 in Geelong. I'm just going to go through this, but keep going.
Because what I was going to say was like the reason I asked you how many Gabba games did they get because I'd be curious to know is did Gil say you get one less game in Melbourne, but I'll give you 2 extra games at the Gabba, and the Lions went bring it on to the Gabatoir.
Oh, they might have. I'm just counting them. I think 11. I think 12.
You got 12 games in the Gabba.
Let me double check that.
Sean.
That seems excessive.
Sean, that is.
Hang on.
Sean.
You keep going and I'll
Sean,
count.
Sean, round 1, Melbourne. Round 5, Melbourne. Round 7, Geelong. Round 16, Melbourne.
How many Gabba games, Sean?
11. Same as every year. 11.
So, yeah, it's more home games than Geelong get, though.
Yeah, but Tom. Factor in you drive down the fucking high, you drive down the freeway.
Mate, we've established it's really getting to Geelong and getting to Hobart are the same, according to the AFL. So, using the AFL's own logic against them, Geelong shouldn't have to travel to Melbourne for home games. It's too hard. It's just as hard as getting to Hobart.
No, they're not saying that's the same. They're saying it's in a similar bracket because they're reaching. But what do you say? So, round 7 and then round 16.
16 and then round 18.
It's disgusting, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm really pissed. I'm pissed off.
One,
Sean, the club needed to come out a bit harder too and say this.
So
is
if we're discounting the Geelong game,
yeah,
it's round 1, round 5, round 16,
yeah,
round 18.
It's really bad.
To be fair, you're on prime time though, mate.
Yeah,
which is good money for the club.
Yeah, I know, but like you know,
Tom, imagine a world where you can't go follow Geelong except for 4 weeks a year.
Dusha, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's Sean's currently living.
Being primetime shouldn't be the trade-off. You can still have Brisbane on a Friday night at a Melbourne game. It makes sense for it to be the Gabba because it's proven to sell out this year.
Yeah.
It's tricky. I don't know. Fuck. They should like just give at least one more game.
Yeah. The Tassie one's a bit shit.
That is shit. We shouldn't play there.
You're playing Hawthorn?
I honestly disagree. I really think
no, that it's North Melbourne at Blundstone.
I don't think interstate.
Really?
I don't think interstate teams should have to go to Tassie or to the Ballarat games. Because
yeah,
when you think about
make
it,
another Victorian
there's no direct
team do
flight yeah, from no, Brisbane. No. So Brisbane have to fly into Melbourne, get off the plane, get back on a plane, fly to Hobart. It should be Melbourne teams going there.
Well, do you know who shouldn't definitely be going to Hobart?
West
Any
Coast.
Of the West Australian teams.
And they do.
Yeah.
They play in Tassie. It's ridiculous.
It's the longest trip
yeah.
without going to China. Like the team only Victorian team should play. Just make like Hawthorn and North Melbourne do it and chuck like St Kilda
For
and Carlton
sake,
down there.
Send Collingwood to Tasmania.
They never will.
They're such pricks that would never agree to do it. Just AFL just need to do it. How good would that be for Tassie footy? They'd sell those fucking games out.
How angry would Eddie be?
He can get fucked.
That he'd be playing like
it's good of the game.
I know. So do it, mate. Yeah. At one, good for the game. Two, would make Eddie ropeable.
Yes,
which is in turn good for the game.
Yep.
No, I've come around, Sean. Mm. Send Collingwood to Tassie. Collingwood should have to play two games a year in Tassie.
This is the other thing too, on Tassie. If the AFL, and we know they drag their heels a bit about having a Tassie team, I wish they would get serious and I wish they would start sending the big powerhouse clubs there.
Yeah.
Everyone should have to do it. If Brisbane have to fucking get on two flights and travel to Tassie, the Collingwoods and the Richmonds and the like should have to do it as well.
We haven't travelled to Tassie in years, but that's because the two teams that...
Wouldn't you be sick of it if you live in Tassie? You're getting the same fucking... Usually the bottom of the barrel teams are going.
And you're getting a Hawthorn and
North. You're getting your Hawks or your North, who maybe you go for. But, you know, if you barrack for Collingwood or an Essendon, you're never really seeing them play in Tassie.
Yeah, and I guess the reason Geelong don't play Hawthorn in Tassie is because they have the two marquee games at G, which makes sense. But we could play North in Tassie. There's no reason why not. Why play at Etihad?
Yeah.
You know, if North...
North are going to end up there anyway.
Nah, Gold Coast, because they're going to fail.
No, they won't. It'll be North.
You reckon?
I reckon it will be.
They've already...
I think the AFL seem reluctant to have a new team there.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, there's not enough money in it because we can't go into other codes, sports, like having better representation for our female athletes.
I only just learned this week. My brother was telling me details about when Fitzroy collapsed in 96.
Yeah.
They had a lot of ideas of ways to bring in money. Like they'd had business plans and all sorts of things. And every idea they took to the AFL knocked it back. And they couldn't figure out. They couldn't figure out at the time, why are they not letting us do this? All right, we won't do that. What about this? AFL kept knocking it back. It's literally because the AFL wanted a team to go. So if the AFL end up wanting North Melbourne to go, they'll just go. That'll be it. Reece Shaw has to be successful or North Melbourne as a footy club will end up in Tassie.
That is my riding on him, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Far out.
Lucky they've looked. The fall rests on the biggest head there is. His head and shoulders, but his head, you know, holds most of the brunt.
Yep.
So, Tom.
Yes.
We've covered the Brisbane fixture. A lot of home games, not a lot of Melbourne games.
So, just while we're on it, you got Geelong twice, Hawthorn twice.
Yes. I think we have Port Adelaide twice from memory.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Gold Coast twice.
Collingwood twice?
Yes, I think we do. I think we do have Collingwood twice. So, we have the two Thursdays and the two Fridays. Weirdly, one of the Friday night games is against Melbourne at the Gabba. That's such a weird fixture. Yeah. If you want to give Brisbane a prime time and give them the best chance, like make it it should have been Essendon. Imagine Essendon on a Friday night at the Gabba.
Yeah, but Sean.
Why Melbourne?
Imagine how entertaining
fuck all fans up there.
A massacre would be. Yeah, no, more in for the Brisbane supporters.
Do you want a massacre or do you want a good contest between two good teams?
Sean? Would you love winning by 260 points?
Mate, I would love it. I would love a fabled 200-point win.
Well, there you go. You're going to get it on a Friday night, mate. What a beautiful Friday night. You'll be up there. We'll be there with you because there'll be heaps of seats available because Melbourne people aren't travelling.
Brisbane never win by 200 points. I'll get Charlie Cameron's motorbike tattooed on me.
Oh, Dusha, he just said that. That's...
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
lock and
again, did you hear the...
Yeah, no.
He said to win by 200 points.
Yeah, no, but you know what he also said? If they ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So 30 years from now, Sean.
Oh, yeah, this is.
Gil puts in a rule change. Goals are 20 points.
Super duper goals.
Super duper super goals. Goals are 20 points. And if you kick a goal after the siren in the dying seconds, it's worth 380.
Oh, imagine.
Quidditch rules.
Your Quidditch rules.
Well, I guess I'll be getting a tattoo.
Yeah. You're 70 years old and you're just sitting on a porch and one day you just get a phone call from the two of us being like, hey, Sean, what?
It's happened.
It fucking happened, mate. You just hear a tattoo gun whirring in the background. We're already in your house.
And then the newspaper the next day, two men dead.
Third man with half-finished tattoo.
All right. So, Tom, your fixture. What's going on? Tell me about it. Tell us about it. Tell the listeners about it. Get excited.
Look, I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy. I'm excited. I saw the fixture and I went, we get to play in the first ever doubleheader.
Yeah,
in the AFL men's and AFLW women's competition.
Brisbane have one too. We've got the North Melbourne versus the Brisbane Lions.
Oh, very good.
Very exciting.
So, yeah, we've got the Giants round one. Our first few weeks.
Yep.
There's some easy games.
Yep.
There's a couple of fucking mental games in there.
Yep.
So you get Gold Coast. Cool. I think we get St Kilda in Geelong and Frio.
Where's the Gold Coast?
in Geelong. Lucky. But lucky. On top of that, we have to. So we travel to Giant Stadium round one.
Yeah, you know the Suns have pep in the early stages of the year. Not in Geelong, mate.
Not in Geelong. Nah.
Imagine.
So we got the Giants at the Giants Stadium. Tricky. Suns, Geelong, not as tricky, but, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Then we have to go west to play the Eagles. Tricky. Get Tim Kelly round three. Yep. Then we have the Easter Monday clash against Hawthorn.
Oh, bloody hell.
Then we get St Kilda, but it's in Geelong. But it is St Kilda, and they might be improving. Who knows? And then we have to go back to Perth to play Freo. So, you know.
That's fucked.
And then we think you think it's over, boys? It's not over, because then Brisbane are coming to town.
Yeah.
And then we're playing the Bombers at the G.
Yep.
And then we've got Richmond at the G before we go to Sydney at the SCG.
That's tough draw.
I think that's our first 10 games.
Yep.
So there's some doozies in there. A couple of cooked things, though. So like I said, nine games in Geelong. So that's really good for us.
Is that nine wins?
I would fucking hope so.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like...
I mean, Tom's still talking flags for 2020.
Mate, I'm absolutely talking flags 2020.
You've got to pencil all the Geelong games in as a win. Probably most of the games at the MCG need to be wins. Yeah. You probably dropped that game against West Coast.
How many interstate trips for you?
Probably not as many as you.
Oh, no, of course not.
So we go
six interstate.
Six interstate trips. Oh, yeah, but there's a few Marvels and MCGs.
You're not counting them, obviously.
No, I'm not. No. Here's the cooked thing, though. Boys, round 23, we play a team for the first time in the last round. So we do not play the Adelaide Crows until round 23. Meanwhile, in the first, I think it's like the first 2 months, we play Hawthorn twice.
Whoa, that's fucking weird.
So we get Hawthorn twice in 2 months, and then we get... Adelaide, round 23. The fixture's cooked. What, I don't understand why you don't play every team once and then you add your double ups later in the year. Like, it's just...
No, but even then it's compromised with the double ups. Like, what do? You could be like, all right, you play every team once, then you do like rivalry round, right? Yeah. But then everyone complain because who's Brisbane's rival? Gold Coast.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm looking at our double ups. Like, our double ups are Hawthorn, you guys, Brisbane.
Yep.
West Coast. And I think... There's another one that I was like, West Coast, Brisbane, Hawthorn, and the Giants, and St Kilda. Those are our double ups. That's some not very easy double ups.
Mm.
Well, you'd think that, Tom, because where did you finish this year?
On top, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Mm. But hey, bring it on.
I mean, we finished second, and we have Collingwood, Geelong, Gold Coast, Hawthorn, North Melbourne.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Essendon finished seventh, and we've got... Greater Western Sydney, oof, Collingwood, oof, Adelaide, North, oof, Melbourne, and Sydney twice.
Eh, not no, as bad not as bad. Our two.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not as bad as our two.
Well, you'd think that. You'd hope
so.
That.
You'd fuck, you'd hope so.
Yeah. GWS and Collingwood is rough, but obviously.
One of them is Anzac Day, though, and traditionally you play them twice a year every year, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You'd back yourself, though, out of those 10 games.
I just realized.
Seven wins.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Pretty wild Essendon on playing Carlton.
Not
twice.
Easy, but. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, not easy. Oh, no, because Carlton got, like, fucking bumped. They've been relegated. People are like, oh, maybe they'll get some more Friday night action. One Thursday night game, I think, and one other.
They got one Friday, didn't
one
they?
One Friday. No, maybe no, they didn't. No Fridays. That's one Thursday.
Right. You don't deserve it.
And that's the opener against Richmond.
Yeah.
Essendon got four Thursday night games.
Big thing about Geelong, we got two Friday night games in Geelong, which is exciting for us.
Well, yeah, Essendon again. Going into next year, who knows what they'll be like? It could be the same as this year. We start off real shit, and everyone's like, oh no. Or maybe we'll come out flying and everyone will be like, oh, yes. Then Joe Danaher will go down round three and everyone will be like, oh, no.
And then Joe Danaher will come back, but he's a little bit shorter, but he's still got that mow. And wait a minute, is that Mitch Brown? Mid-season rookie.
Tusha, what round do you think Woosha goes?
It's a tough one. He'll either not go or maybe round 12. The bye. Yeah. The bye will be the goodbye.
The long kiss football bye.
We've all got the same bye this year.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be a boring week for How Good's Footy,
it's
isn't
be
it?
Rough content.
That episode's gonna be 5 minutes long. It's gonna be. Did you watch any footy this weekend? No.
thought about footy. Missed my team.
We'll go away that weekend.
Yeah, we'll go away. Yeah.
Hey, we can
have a week off.
Go to the snow.
Hey, we can. How Good's Footy will be taking one hiatus week in the middle of the year when we have a bye. Fuck all the other teams. How Good's buddies going to the snow, is what you're about to say?
No, I think I said footy bye round and combined bye and footy.
Yeah, that's good. How Good's buddy.
How Good's buddy. Buddy.
How Good's buddy. I don't know if you've seen this, but he's a pretty good footballer. Guys.
Yeah, I have heard. Yeah. So yeah, fixture, Essendon's. Were you done with Geelong?
I had one more footy fixture thing.
Footy, I love footy.
I cannot remember what it is though now. Was it not about double ups? Wasn't about travelling?
GMHBA.
Oh, no.
Terrence.
John, I'm looking forward to
sexy
guys.
Sexy land.
Is round three, West Coast. Everyone's like.
Tim Kelly Cup.
And was like, oh, Geelong, you know, they're not going to beat West Coast in West Coast.
You won't.
And we fucking brain them.
All right, mate.
Imagine.
Can't wait
for it. Okay, so round three.
I'm going to cry, okay? I'm going to be so torn. Yeah,
I was going to say, round three will be the moment that you realize that you didn't actually get a good deal for Tim Kelly when you lose by 70 points to West Coast.
And
Tim
he Kelly, kicks 9 goals.
Why are you going to be torn?
Because I love Tim Kelly.
Nah, he's big TC, mate.
Sean. Yeah, okay. It's hard. It's hard.
I'm going to start spelling Kelly with a C so his initials are TC.
Let the path die, Tom.
Yeah, kill it if you have to. Yeah.
And maybe Geelong has to kill West Coast.
Let's do it. Bring it on.
Yep.
Nick Nat versus, I don't know, whoever the fuck you have in the Ruckman.
Probably, I don't know, Jed Buse. Nah, it'd be Josh Jenkins because we actually
how many years left on Chris Scott's contract?
Probably 26. Nah, it's all right. They'll extend it for another 50 years this year.
Yeah. Now that...
Now, Geelong, like I said, decent draw. And you'll bank enough wins at home that I expect you to probably finish top four again, probably. I think same old story, originally. Yeah. As in top four and then fail in the finals.
Hey, did we fail this year?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
You finished top of the ladder and didn't make the grand final.
Yeah. You finished second and didn't make the grand final.
Yeah, we're not Geelong.
Yeah,
did anyone expect Brisbane to be in the finals?
We cocked it up losing to Collingwood, but we gave.
Be fifth.
We beat West Coast, and if we had have had Tom Hawkins in our fucking side, it would have been Richmond.
Buts and maybes.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, if Essendon had have won that final, we would have made the semis.
Yeah. If Mitch Robinson had played, we would have beat the Giants.
I think you would have.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though, does it?
No, because that's not what happened.
Hey, just unrelated. Did you see the video Robbo and his brother put up on?
I saw it, loved it.
How good are they?
Oh, they're the best. Fuck.
Do you want to explain it for both me and the audience who maybe haven't seen it?
So you know how Robbo's a streamer with his brother? Yes. So him and his brother just put up a video advertising
the Robbo brothers. Doing,
that is literally the video. It is. Just go, guys, go on Twitter, check out Robbo's Twitter. He put it on there.
What's he playing, Fortnite?
A bit of everything, but he's a big fan of Fortnite because he's a Fortnite champion.
Yeah, well done. He's also a Brisbane champion.
Love him.
He's such a good bloke.
Oh, he's the best. Come on the show, Mitch.
Can I just say, him and his brother, though, do not look like brothers.
Oh, no, not at all.
Sometimes you don't look like your brother, Tom.
I look like my brother. Looks like all his brothers.
You're not going to look like him at the wedding, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because one of you will have a
full head. I'll look like Robbo.
I'm excited. So, friend of the show, Dowie, of recent, is very open to speaking his mind and maybe saying controversial things. Cannot wait for the 2020 start of the season to see how he rates Chris Scott's performance. Because he'll be letting Chris know. He'll be in the box, maybe moonsaulting.
No, I can't wait for round one 2020. Hawkins kicks one goal and Dowie just lets everybody know that Hawkins is the best player the AFL has ever seen.
I got to say, I haven't seen the Dow dog pledge to shave his head.
Yeah, actually, that's a very, very, very good point.
He's not a tough guy in the ring.
He's not going to shave his head. He's just, you know, he's a pretty boy.
I should. I better get into him.
You should. Everyone tweet.
Is he contractually obligated not to? Yeah, everyone tweet Dowie.
At Dowie James, will you shave your head if Geelong win the 2020 Premiership? And then be like, How Good's Footy said to ask.
Yeah. How Good's Footy sends its regards. Essendon's draw, Sean. Dusha.
Yeah, close. I'm the other boy in the room, so.
Yeah, you know, hey, I had a 50-50%.
Yeah, good words. That was one of your best efforts. Man.
Round one, stroke on it.
Round one, Freo. We got them at Marvel Stadium. Not bad. That's a pretty easy start. And then we've got round two, fly up to the SCG, take on Sydney.
You got a good record against the Swans at the SCG, though.
Yeah, we've got a great three.
So do most teams.
I mean, we do. You do too, don't you, Dusha?
I think so. See, we have a problem with Sydney, though, where we play a great three quarters and 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
And then for the last 10 minutes, they embarrass us.
Oh, no. Bad.
People jump on posts and all that.
Yeah, yeah. People give away free kicks and they don't get called. Well, selfish teams. You know,
I just want to get into players. Just real quick. How good have been all the fixture announcements that teams did? Did you see the Essendon one where they literally referenced the goal post incident for their Sydney game where they just had the goal post slowly fall over?
I didn't see that.
For me.
Oh, the announcer videos?
Yeah, too much.
Geelong's was great.
It's like everyone was on the same wavelength.
Ah, man. Geelong did a good one last year, though. We had the Cats playing footy, and then they just did Cat videos this time around.
Oh, I didn't see any last year. Was it a... Is it carried over, has it?
Geelong did one last year where they had like kittens dressed in the jumpers chasing a ball for each team.
Yep.
I like the ones this year. Big fan of Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide's though. Is the best one.
It was a good one. I saw it. The PowerPoint one. Yeah.
Just chaos.
Well, it's just like, hey, you're going to have that video right for Friday when the fixture announcement. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. 10 minutes before a fixture announcement. Hey, the fixture's going live in 10 minutes. You have that video. Oh, no. And then.
created by Charlie Dixon, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Nah, he doesn't know how to use a computer. That man lives in the mountains.
Used PowerPoint, banged it with his fists.
No.
Like a
electricity.
Tom, like a lumberjack.
No, he's up in the. If you want him to come down and train, you got a yodel. Just climb on top of, just climb on top of the oval and just call out, and he comes descending from the hills, riding a yak.
So first three rounds for us, not bad. Like relatively soft, considering where the teams finished last year. There will be big changes, but just based solely on ladder performance last year, yeah, we've got Freo, then Sydney, and then Carlton.
Ooh. Sean, I don't know about you, mate, but I reckon that's three wins for Dusha.
Yeah, North, I'd give that a win. Adelaide, yep. Wait, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong end. It was down the bottom.
I was like, where the fuck were North in that list?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Freo, Sydney and Carlton.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon. I'm optimistic.
Then we've got GWS.
Where though?
At Marvel.
Marvel.
Oh.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Didn't they beat us here and we beat them there?
No, other way around. They beat you by 80 points and then Tipper. No.
Tipper game, yeah. Wasn't it?
Nah, no.
It was the hooker game.
It was the hooker. Thank you, Tipper. Mr. Hooker.
Tipper was North Melbourne.
I thought Tipper did all of them.
But Tipper was always involved. Oh, I'm so glad he's sticking around.
That's good. It's good.
And then...
Then
it's Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval.
Sorry, what? Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval.
You can do that.
A team that you annihilated at the Adelaide Oval after being down.
Yeah, you going to go?
But
go.
What was our secret weapon last time?
Oh, Mitchie.
Kick four goals.
No. Yeah, Hooker was a bit of a secret weapon too.
That's right, Joey.
Jakey Stringer. Joey's back.
Adelaide Oval's a very good ground.
Connor McKenna, he might be just running.
We drafted another Irish fella.
A lot of fresh cuts too, mate.
That's true. Oh, the hair's going to be so... Look, I miss Mitch Brown, but maybe the haircuts will get me over the line. Also, Guelphy will be back. What colour is his hair going to be this season?
I hope it's that same colour, but he just put like a single blue streak through one.
Oh,
so it's like peroxide and then just blue light.
What about a red streak?
Nah.
Flash.
Oh,
he's gone. What if he's dyed it jet black?
Guelphy had a huge game in Adelaide as well. That's
he did.
Right. Because they yelled out to him after the game.
And he gave you a thumbs up?
Yeah.
You know who you get back next year?
Who?
Devin Smith.
Yeah. I've missed him.
He's going to pick the Crouch brothers up in a tackle and dump them.
No,
at the same time.
He's not going to put
one
him down.
Hand on each throat.
He's going to pick them both up, shuffle them over to one side, and then just play one-handed with both of them under the other arm.
I'm still not ready to talk about Mitch Brown, but I forgot that there's a lot of other players in our team. Like, Saad.
Oh.
Yeah, sure, we lost that West Coast game and it sucked, but Saad kicking two goals.
Were you ever going to win that West Coast game? Like, you know.
It's hard to say. We got close, and then we lost it real bad, but... When Saad kicked that goal, just like steaming in, kicked it from 55. Oh.
And I mean, look, Adelaide, broken.
Broken.
Have to basically start again from scratch.
Then you've got Anzac Day.
That is 20.
Anything can happen.
Oh, what a time. You're the only day game that day, I believe. Is that right? You're the standalone.
Nah, there is Hawks at West Coast at University of Tasmania at 1:10.
Isn't there a night game as well? I feel like Brisbane's on.
Yep, two night games.
So why did they make... Oh, it's the only game in Victoria, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep, that's why.
Are you wondering why the time slot?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why, Thomas. That is the AFL's preferred grand final time slot.
It's a test.
They're getting everyone ready.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They've picked
100%.
They've picked the biggest home and away game of the year, and they've shared it at the
Twilight. And they'll go, look at that, we've got 100,000 people there. Huge TV audience. People loved it.
Grand final.
Yeah, that's what
grand final next year will be a Twilight. You know,
every year they bring up... oh, we're going to bring it up at the commission, and then, you know, we talk about it in the media for 2 weeks and then it goes away. They just do it every year to, and every year more people kind of go, oh, all right.
I mean, I'm not against the Twilight Grand Final.
We'll be fucking dead by the time the balls bounce.
No, play another game before it. Play the VFL Grand Final before it.
No, I'm not going to do that, mate.
I know, because they're fucked.
No, but it'll wreck the ground. What are you talking about, yeah, Tom?
Come on, mate. What
if it's raining?
They always play. They play the youth game before the current one. They play the best 18-year-olds game.
What time?
Before, literally before the grand final, like 2 hours before.
On the MCG.
Yes.
I don't recall that.
Happened. Sean, where were you before the game started?
Outside.
And?
Yeah.
Before that?
I don't know.
Having a beer.
I can't remember.
The game, so the gates open at like 10. There was a game at like 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Oh, well, fuck that game off. Why don't they do an AFLW All-Stars game?
Just get a game of like when AFLW All-Stars just... Well, that's pretty good, actually.
But that fucks with their off-season.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Because then they have to be fit.
They're already playing. They're playing VFL or NEFL or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Do that.
Gil.
We're on to you with this sneaky 420 business there.
You don't love weed.
Blazing it.
You love money. You love money, you big dope, and not in that way.
Although... What I will back about this Twilight Grand Final means that the post-show entertainment, like where you can just walk onto the ground, that'll be at like nighttime. That's a better vibe for it.
Yeah, definitely. Stick around for that.
Book a band that I want to see and I'll absolutely watch that.
Bring back Mate Life.
He's probably not getting the phone call anytime soon.
Well, he won't take the phone call because he said that they were rude to him. And it was like, it's pretty easy. You sucked ass.
It's pretty easy to be rude to Meatloaf.
It's harder to be nice to him, to be honest.
All right, let's just jump forward to like the last couple of games, which is apparently where Essendon have a tough draw.
All right, bring it on. We'll tell you.
Round 20.
Yep.
Collingwood.
Oof.
Round 21, Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Round 22, Sydney at Marvel.
John, I'm looking forward to...
Dangerous.
I'm looking forward to you needing to win one of these last four to make finals.
Round 23, Essendon v Brisbane, the Gabba.
Oh.
Saturday. Is it Saturday night?
No, we don't know yet. It's the floating fixture. Nah. Won't be announced yet.
Oh, well, that might be a Friday night game.
That could be a Friday night game.
Or a Thursday. Prime time.
At the Gabba.
Another one.
If it's a Friday, we might as well go.
Who else is playing in that round 23?
North Melbourne versus Melbourne.
No, that'd be fuck all.
Geelong versus Adelaide.
No, that'll be day game.
Doggies versus West Coast at Marvel.
Could be big.
Could be big depending on... Well, the Adelaide Geelong one could be moderately big depending on what it be. So that could be a Saturday night.
No, it won't be.
So it'll be the Sunday day.
Carlton versus St Kilda.
No.
That could be huge if both of these teams bounce back.
It's a potential.
It's a potential Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night. Yeah.
Collingwood versus Gold Coast.
No. Oh, wow. That's the Sunday 4:50.
Sunday,
Twilight. That's the last game of this round.
Bury it.
Here's your competition though for the Friday night game.
Sydney versus Hawthorn.
No. They traditionally play very good games.
That could be a Saturday night
at the SCG.
That could be Friday, and you get the Thursday.
Port versus GWS.
Oh, it depends what Port we get this year.
Yeah, it does.
And Freo versus Richmond.
No, that won't be anything.
That's the 4:50 slot on the. That's the 1:10 slot on the Saturday.
Dusha, if Brisbane are up there again and the Bombers are in the finals mix, we're definitely getting a Thursday or a Friday.
That's big.
I reckon you'll Friday be Thursday, be and I reckon Sydney. Oh no, the AFL love giving Sydney Thursday night games. So I reckon it'll be Sydney Hawthorn Thursday. You guys Friday.
Huge. Would be ideal for us because then we could fly up to the Gabba.
Fuck yeah!
After you finish work, we'll just get on a plane.
I'll take work off.
Oh. No, go Thursday. Go to Movie World all day Friday.
Oh, Movie World.
Yeah.
Now I'm in.
Yeah, I'm coming too. I'm not going to go to the footy. I'm just going to go to Movie World.
So because
you can pick me up later.
Because I work at a cinema, I get 50% off theme park prices
for yourself. Why the fuck or have for you your never friends as well?
Mentioned this before.
For my friends as well.
Oh,
Joel.
I take that back when I said rude things.
Let's get on a plane right now.
Let's go. I haven't been to Movie World in years.
Oh, me either. I love that
I'd like to propose an off-season episode. How good's Movie World?
I'll clear my schedule. Fuck. Wouldn't mind SeaWorld too, just quietly.
Yeah, that's all right.
Get a three-park super pass, man.
Actually, that's the thing where it becomes an issue.
Fuck that off then.
No. Three-park super pass ends up being cheaper than if you use the staff discount to get into individual parks. Because three-park super pass is like $90 or $99.
Fucking hell. Mm. Fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you know what you should do? Here's it.
Okay. Round 23.
Tip for young players.
Licking my lips.
This is a good old one you can do. So if you go into Queensland in summer, it's fucking hot, and you go to Movie World, get there early. Get there as soon as Movie World opens. Mm. Do a whole bunch of rides early. Yeah. Have your lunch.
Yeah.
Get in the car. Drive next door to Wet n Wild and spend the afternoon in the pool.
Or spend the whole day at Movie World because it's magical.
Hey, you got a three-park super pass. You can go back the next day.
Yeah, to bloody Wet n Wild World the next day.
No, just do both, mate.
Full day of movies. Full day of swimming.
Dude, mate, you could do that.
Stay for 3 days. Full day of fucking cool animals.
It's all happening.
Oh, it is happening.
You know, and on one of those nights, Brisbane. Fabled 200-point win.
Oh, Sean, next day. We can't go to Movie World the next day because you've got to sit in a tattooist chair for 9 hours getting Charlie Cameron's motorbike tattooed to your torso.
And the tattooist will be like, I got this. I'm like, no, I'm bringing somebody in. And then Robbo comes in and does it for me.
That man has definitely tattooed
have
somebody.
To cut my arm off because it's infected.
Who?
But then he, because he's a good bloke, cuts his arm off and gives you his arm.
Oh, beast arm.
Still plays footy one armed.
Who was the player that requested the 3-park super pass as part of their trade?
I think it was Robbo.
Was it?
I feel like it was.
Really?
Right?
God, they brought it up at the Brownlow with that shit it. Questions thing. That sounds like I was having a dig, but the segment was called Shit Questions.
Oh, no. It was Stephen May.
That's right.
They tried to keep him at the. When he was drafted, he wanted to know if he'd get a 3-park super pass.
Did he?
I doubt it since he's now playing at Melbourne.
Well, no, maybe he had it and they took it off him. And then he's like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
You see, he's at Melbourne, right? I didn't just fuck that up.
No, he's at Melbourne.
Yeah, he just barely played.
Didn't really pan out for
no,
him.
No, it didn't pan out for
Tom,
him.
Tom, what's your last month? I'll just go through Brisbane's quickly. We got the Giants away.
Oof.
West Coast at the Gabba. Gold Coast at Metricon.
It's not a Giant stadium, though. It's at Canberra.
Yeah. We beat them this year. We got the Eagles at the Gabba, who we beat this year. Gold Coast at Metricon.
Then Essendon.
And Essendon at the Gabba.
Sean.
Bloody big.
If we can pinch, so you're saying 7 of those first 10. I'm now going to read.
I meant of your double ups against, do you play 5 teams twice?
Yep.
Of those 10 games, you could probably win 7 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say we've done pretty well at the start of the year. We've won a few here and there. Yeah. This is our last 5 weeks. Melbourne.
We did 4, but that's fine.
No. The reason I'm giving you, you'll see why I'm giving you 5 in a second.
Greedy boy.
Melbourne, GMHBA Stadium. Bulldogs, GMHBA Stadium. Giants, GMHBA Stadium. St Kilda at Marvel, and then Adelaide, GMHBA Stadium.
What are you, the new fucking Richmond?
4 of our last 5
disgusting.
Are in Geelong.
You finished first. That's bullshit. You can never complain about a Richmond fixture ever
Sean,
again.
Sean.
I'm not.
What
Sean.
A joke.
Sean, I'm not going to complain about Richmond's fixture.
You have in the past.
Sean. Yeah, I have.
Now look at you.
I've never gotten this before.
Disgusting.
Sean.
Joel.
It's just so that they don't complain again when they play no finals in Geelong. They've got it all out of their system. They're sick of Geelong at this point.
Hey, that's the thing.
Is it's they- hard to play finals in Geelong when you don't make the top 8.
You'd rather have a challenging run home, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, probably.
In round 23, you'd rather be playing premiership favourites.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Can I just point out that one of those games is against a team that absolutely fucking beat us recently in Geelong?
Wow.
Who?
The Giants. Yeah, they beat us this year in Geelong.
Yeah, cool.
Well done.
Story, man.
St Kilda at Marvel. We've lost to St Kilda at Marvel as recently as last year.
Good. Yeah, cool. All right, Tom. You'll probably finish top of the ladder again. Probably fall out.
Can't fall out from the top, man.
Well, you can. You can not win the premiership like you did this year.
Or not make the grand final.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
What?
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I just feel bad now.
Neither did Geelong and Cats 2019 team.
Hey,
tell you something I liked about the fixture.
The only thing, you're making fun of Geelong not winning a premiership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a visual gag when I'm going to explain it, but I have to do the visual gag first.
Yep.
All right. So this is one thing is why you should like a Geelong premiership.
Oh, he's held back his hairline. He looks like an egg.
Hey, do you want me to be an egg at my brother's wedding?
Yeah, I want you to be a little egg boy.
Yeah.
Best egg.
Egg boy. Best egg. I'm the egg boy. I'm the egg king.
Eggman.
Eggy, eggy, woo!
Dr. Robotnik style. The Eggman himself.
100%. Put me in that Sonic movie, boys.
Oh, Jim Carrey out. Tom Reed in.
That movie will be delayed so much because while they fix the animation that I'll have time for Geelong winning premiership, shave my head and become Dr. Robotnik.
A bloody yoke lord of Geelong.
Oh, can't wait.
Hey, a good thing about Brisbane's fixture I'm pretty sure we have 9 games on free-to-air TV.
Oh, that's good.
Which in the past, I reckon, nearly 10 years, Brisbane have about 2 games a year on free-to-air.
Well, it's they're exciting now and they're everyone's second favourite team.
Entertainment business.
I mean, that's
and the entertainment business is booming.
Oh, fuck. I love Chris Fagan.
Oh, he's
for
best.
Saying that. That's the best.
He's the father of football.
Just while we're talking about things, coaches, I then thought about Chris Scott and it made me a little bit angry. And then I thought about Stephen Wells and how much I love him. Just interviewed this week about the whole Tim Kelly thing. And they're like, so did you ever think he was staying? And Wells was like, no. Like he said, yes, we put deals together for him. And we were like, look, it's really unlikely he signs one of these, but let's just see. But, you know, he did a really good job. He's fantastic. And to be honest, none of us could have seen that he would be as good as what he was.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Stephen Wells, I fucking love you.
Do you like hearing that, though? When your own coach spends the whole year being like, nah, we're really optimistic that we're going to keep him.
So much so that you felt quite confident at certain times this year.
To be fair, I felt quietly confident last year when he didn't leave.
Yeah.
Not because of anything
when
Chris
you forced
Scott was
him
saying.
To stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we would bully him into loving the town. The way we get everybody.
Oh, fair enough.
If Sexyland doesn't get you, then we'll beat you up until you love it.
Jesus.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Joel.
Yes, Tom.
Have we been sent any emails in the last week to our inbox after we asked people to send us emails last week, Joel?
Tom.
To our inbox.
Tom.
From people who listen to our show. Did they sit down and compose an electronic mail to us, Joel?
Tom.
Yes?
Thank you so much for asking. Concise
yep.
question.
Yeah.
Short answer, kind of, long answer. Here's one. And funnily enough, this email was sent last week but got accidentally sorted into our promotions folder, so I didn't see it.
Ooh. What the fuck is it? We have a what's a promotions folder?
I don't know.
It's just like a
Gmail.
It's like a spam sort of junky folder.
Usually like...
If JB Hi-Fi sends
have
a
special,
you
a
fuck, yeah, they have like a sale.
Put that in my main folder so I can see and decide for myself
well,
if
Gmail,
I want to or not.
Gmail sorts it like that. And sometimes promotion stuff is good. Like,
you want to say Gmail? Not using you
like
ever again.
Redbubble, if I get like percentages off. I bought a real dumb shirt on that today for $28.
Yeah. Tom, all of your Sexyland emails will go into that.
Yeah, promotions folder. Probably. Hang on, so basically...
They go in the membership folder, thank you.
The How Good's Footy promotion folder is just all KO. And this one email... From Special K.
Oh. Special KO.
How old?
10 days.
Oh. Imagine if it was from like 3 months in.
Howdy footy professors.
Yep.
Heard you were looking for another Lions pledge.
Oh.
I'll step up to the plate, but I'm taking it a bit further. I'll go aerodynamic, no worries. But if the Mighty Lions win the grand final, it's all going. Hair, beard, eyebrows gone. I'm going to be so aerodynamic. A swimming cap could only slow me down.
Oh, fuck hell.
Thank you for your world-class coverage of the great game. Go Lions and have a good one. Cheers, Carmichael Hunt.
Fuck.
That's big.
Special K, one, very good pledge. Two, sorry that you're getting this email read out 2 weeks too late. We just legitimately didn't see it.
No, because you know why?
because Google got this email and it was like, he must be promoting something because this is insane. Hell.
It's promoting madness.
He is.
You only have to go a one on the head, mate. You don't have to do the full Geelong.
No.
That's a one.
No. I like it.
He's gone.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Brandon also responded to our call out and sent us the photo from grand final day. We'll, Brandon, if you're cool with that, we'll post it on social media, but we'll double check that you're okay with it first.
Yeah, a ripper photo.
How good do we... Fuck, we look good. Look at those good-looking people.
We look happy, too. Yeah, before the game.
There's five of us in the photo. How many Giants wearing merch can you see?
I see three legends wearing Giant scarves, one even bigger legend wearing a very fancy, expensive Giant scarf, and then I see one fuckwit.
Wearing a red scarf.
Wonder who the fuckwit is. No, it's a jumper. That's my jumper, mate. Slung over his back.
I'm wearing a beanie.
How good's footy beanie?
Yeah.
Tom, that's a disgrace.
Is it?
I can't believe you didn't get behind it.
I did.
That's why they lost.
No, it's not.
You didn't wear the scarf.
That's not why they lost, mate.
It's a bit of a dog act that still...
It hurts me.
It still stings, to be honest.
It's weird. I just don't understand why I didn't buy a scarf.
Didn't want to buy a scarf.
It's $20, mate.
I bought a badge instead.
You would have got a discount work too.
Nah, not on that day. No one would have recognized me.
You could have been the lead up. You could have bought one, mate. The whole grand final week.
Because you bought a West Coast scarf.
Yeah, I did. I got bullied into that.
I think on the day, if I remember right, Tom's reasoning was, oh, no, but I work with Richmond supporters.
I do. I share an office with two Richmond supporters.
Yeah, but they know that you don't go for... Giants?
Yeah, not sure, because I kept telling them there was a big, big sound coming all week.
Yeah, so if you'd already committed through that, you could have just donned the colours.
Here's the thing, though. I could have spent $20 on a scarf, or I could have kept my $20 and used it just to buy more beers.
I would have done both.
I would have preferred you go the scarf.
Yeah, you probably didn't need any more beers, Tom.
I didn't disgrace myself this year.
No, you didn't. We didn't get any videos or any predictions of...
Oh, no, we got a prediction.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you buy a scarf next year, Tom.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look.
You won't need to because you've already got one.
A Brisbane one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll lend you one.
Yeah. If anyone else wants to keep pledging, if anyone wants to pledge the full Special K, so when you pledge, let us know. Are you doing just the regular pledge?
Yep.
Or are you doing a full Special K, which is all the hair on your body?
I had a Collingwood pledge today. Sorry, let me just double check the name. We have a Jeffrey. Jeffrey is going to shave his head. If Collingwood,
Jeffrey, mate, don't you worry, buddy. Your hair will be long all through October and November and December.
Pretty safe at this point, Jeff. Yeah.
So and we also missed Dave's pledge last week. Apparently,
Sydney, yeah, Sydney Swans, I believe.
Again, his hair will be fine. Actually, no. You know what?
You never know.
You know what? I want him to shave his head because then Gemma will shave her head.
Yeah, yeah. Dave,
we'll get a tattoo.
Gemma did agree to shave her head. Didn't she?
I can't remember, so I'm going to say she definitely did.
You'd hate to put words in her mouth.
I would. But I will. And she said yes.
Okay. Good to know.
She's here right now, Gemma. She's nodding at me. She's on vocal rest.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So yeah, pledge us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can tweet us at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
I'm at Douche13. And before we head off, I just have a special request. If anyone could just send us emails about their fondest Mitch Brown memories. Also, if you could record yourself reading it, I just need an audio file. I'm putting together something. This isn't a promise because if no one replies, I can't do it, but... Everyone could just send an MP3 of them. Just a phone recording is fine. Just sharing their favorite Mitch Brown memory. I'm working on something just to help me through this rough time. Thank you. And good night. And love you, footy. Love you, Mitch Brown. Come home.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.